Chapter 11. We had been walking in silence through the night until we stopped to listen to the singing of morning birds, shattering the silence of the day. As we sat on the side of the path, Moriba began to sob. He was sitting away from us, something he usually did with Saidu. He played with a piece of branch, trying to distract himself from what he was feeling. Everyone except me started to sob and moved next to Moriba, who was now crying loudly. I sat by myself, covering my face with the palms of my hands to hold back my tears. After a few minutes, my friend stopped crying. We continued on without saying a word to each other. We all knew that we could grieve only for a short while in order to continue staying alive. I look forward to getting to this village. Ah, I will give my mother a very tight hug. Alhaji smiled and then continued. She always complains, though, when I give her a tight hug. If you love me, stop squeezing my old bones so I can be alive longer. She's funny. We giggled. I have a feeling that we will find our families, or at least news of them. Kene stretched his hands as if trying to catch the sun. He looked at Alhaji, who was smiling uncontrollably. I heard you have a beautiful sister. I am still just your friend, right? We all started laughing. Alhaji jumped on Kene's back and they began to wrestle in the grass. When they were done, they followed us on the path, singing one of Esi Rojisi's song. No look me by the eye, no way me like that. We joined in and sang as if we were having one of life's most glorious moments. But slowly, silence returned and took over. One side of the sky was completely blue and the other was filled with stagnant clouds. The quiet breeze caused the branch to snap in the forest. The echo sounded like a cry, a wailing. I wasn't the only one who noticed it, because my friend stopped briefly and listened attentively. The breeze picked up its pace. The leaves of the trees began to rub against each other, resisting the wind. More branches snapped in the forest and the wailing intensified. The trees looked as if they were in pain. They swayed in all directions and slapped each other with their branches. The clouds rolled over the blue sky and it became dark. A heavy rain followed, with thunder and lightning that lasted for less than 15 minutes. Afterward, the sky returned to its bluest. I walked, perplexed, in my soaked clothes, under the sun. At night, it began to rain again. The strands of rain fell brutally from the sky, whipping us. We walked for most of the night, wiping the water off our faces in order to see. It became unbearable to continue, so we sat at the foot of huge trees and waited. Whenever the lightning lit the forest, I could see where everyone was sitting. We all had our faces resting on our knees and our arms were crossed. The last hours of the night were long. By the time the rain stopped, it was light. We were all shivering, our fingertips pale and wrinkled. We look like soaked chickens, Musa said, laughing as we emerged from under the trees. We found an opening where the sun had begun penetrating, and we squeezed and spread our shirts on the tops of the bushes and sat in the sun to dry ourselves. It was almost midday when we put on our damp clothes and continued walking. A few hours later, we heard a cock crow in the distance. Musa jumped in the air and we all began to laugh. Finally, we were approaching the village where seeing our families was actually a possibility. I couldn't stop smiling. Coffee trees began to replace forest, and footprints appeared on the path. We heard rice being pounded and whispers in the breeze. We quickened our pace as these sounds assured us that life was ahead. On the opposite side of the coffee farm was a small banana farm. And there we came across a man cutting down hands of ripe banana. We couldn't see his face as his head was behind the leaves. Good afternoon, Kene said. The man peeped at us from behind a banana leaf. He wiped the sweat off his forehead and walked toward us. As he approached, slowly making his way through the noisy dry banana leaves, the sight of his face awakened my memory.